Okay, now continuing, we're actually starting the Sefer. This is, again, we just finished the introduction, and now we're entering into a new introduction. The introduction of now the negative prohibition, the lavin, the negative prohibitions that are attached to the Avera, to the prohibition of speaking Lashon Hara. Yeah, one more page over. Right there. Right, lavin, which is referring to lav, is an Aramaic word, don't, which is also colloquially understood to be a prohibition. Mm-hmm. Don't wear shatnez, don't kill, don't murder, don't steal, da-da-da. Lavin. These are all the lavin, the lavs, the don'ts.
The don'ts.
The prohibitions of speaking Lashon Hara.
The negative commandments. Right?
Exactly. You gotcha. Hamaragel b'chavera, oiver b'loy saseh. Someone who gossips and goes over to a friend, like, again, Lashon Ragel is someone who, like, uses their regel. They speak, they go from here to there. Like a rachel also we spoke about. Someone's a rachel.
Like a merchant.
Like a merchant, exactly. Oh. Hamaragel b'chavera, oiver b'loy saseh. Someone who speaks Lashon Hara, goes around to a friend and speaks negative, has transgressed the prohibition. Shenemar, as it says, Lo Seilech Rachel Bamecha, you shall not go and become a merchant of slime, of terribleness among your nation. Ezihu Rachel, what is called a Rachel? What is called a merchant of slime? Zeh Shetoyin Dvarim Vahoylech Mizel Lazeh, someone who goes literally and carries one piece of information to the other. Oiver.
Here he uses the word tailbearer.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Kach, Omar, Plain Alecho. This guy, oh, you can you even imagine? You even know what he's saying about you? Anyway, he's talking trash about you, he's talking dirt. Right, this is what the, unfortunately, you know, I'm going to say a very controversial statement right now, but unfortunately, this is very often what happens in gang violence, the cyclical violence, is that people don't have simple Lashon Hara skills. Lashon Hara is able to put down crime. Why? What do I mean? Specifically, like gang crime. What happens in, like, you know, you have in the hood, right? Yo, you know, but this guy say you're talking trash about you. Oh, if you talk trash about me, I'm going to go and kill him. Oh, you know what he's saying about you? You know what he's planning on doing this? And it just becomes a cyclical, unending fight, an unending battle. And now they're still killing each other over 15, 20 years ago. There was a hit that was put out. Da-da-da. There's a guy thinking like this.
It all started
from speaking words. From saying, you know, do you know that DJJ is talking trash about you, bro? Like, you know. Okay, whatever. Yeah, don't make fun of me for my made-up gang names. Yeah.
No, but the fact that you know...
Listen, I'm from the streets. That's who I am. I was born on the streets.
I knew there was something different.
Exactly, right. V'kach v'kach shemati. Don't you know that this particular person, he did this to you, he's planning on doing this to you. Afal pishu emes. Even if it's true. Harizim machir v'soil. You're destroying the world. You're creating a society that it just can't move on. Part and parcel of a lot of these things is you have to just be able to move on from certain things. You have to be able to get past certain things. Who cares what the guy's talking to you? You know what? At least someone's being nice to you in his face. People say, yeah, but I'd rather know the truth. No. Life is literally all about trying to live 90% authentic and swallowing the 10% that's fake. All right? Wow. What's business? You want to be authentic in business, but you have to have a little bit of fake. Smile when you're not in the mood. Why? Because all of it, part and parcel, is just, you got to move on, you got to keep it going. You can't get stuck in the constant day-to-day. 90% authentic, 10% fake, and the 10% fake should be as authentic as possible. There's a tremendous avera in this specifically in Lashon Hara, v'hu b'chlal avera, and this is included in this particular avera, v'hu ha-mesaper b'gnos chavero, someone who speaks ill of others. Alpha Pisha Amramis, if he's saying the total 100% truth, the unvarnished truth. Someone who's speaking lies, so that's how we make the distinction between someone who speaks Lashon Hara, which is true, that's a Lashon Hara, and then there's Moshi Shemra, which is untrue, which is negative, totally incorrect, and not real, and it is baseless claims. Okay, but now further on. You've also transgressed the prohibition of taking God's name in vain. The kribe nami loisasi. Imkein lavze kol shneim. Okay, so included in this is again also these two prohibitions itself. V'oiver nami, I'm now in Gimel, right? Note 3. V'oiver nami amasapir b'medachsid. The one who also says over the information, he's also transgressed the prohibition of hishomer b'nega hatzaras. You shall be careful from the leprosy, from the signs of leprosy. Lishmor b'lev lasos. Perish, what does that mean? The mashe kos batar lishmor ma'oid, you should be very careful. Hakavana, the intention is shalor lishkoach milizar b'lashon hara, you should be careful not to forget. So not talk lashon hara, not to forget lashon hara. Shalor tovi alecha tzaras l'idisi brzak, because through speaking ill will, you of course will get the affliction of tzaras. Further on, someone who speaks ill will and someone who's makabel as well. So we said there's two elements. There's the speaker, and then there's the listener, and then the speaker speaking, and then there's the listener listening. But the listener also has to be careful not to be makabel. I mean, just in the inherently listening is prohibited, but even to accept it, then taking it further, even to accept it is also a separate prohibition.
You mean like to take it as truth? As a
yes,
statement of
you
fact.
Say like, okay, you know, it's instead of like, you know what, I'll take that into account when I'm dealing with business. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's worthwhile to like, you know, look around the corner. Maybe it's possible that he's somebody you can't necessarily trust, but to say no, this guy you can't trust. That's not fair. That's not fair to anybody. Right. Generally, I always say that when it comes to sinas chinam, when it comes to, you know, ill will or ill feelings towards others, that you know, I'll give you another truth bomb, as they say, which is, and I've said this before to my students. I said that. Everybody judges. We all judge people. We all come to conclusions about people. Someone walks in the room, you've already made 1,000 judgments about them. You speak to them, you deal with them in some form of fashion. We do arrive at conclusions about people because that's how humans are built. We are designed to arrive at certain conclusions to understand why this person is who they are, if they're a threat, if they're not a threat, friend, or a foe. The challenge of life is not to get so stuck in your judgments, to let people surprise you.
Wow.
You hear that?
Wow.
Let people surprise you. You can assume something. You can say, you know what, this particular person fits in that box probably. Okay, and it's worthwhile in my interaction with them to be aware that that's possible, that they could be. But you know what? Be open-minded enough to say, but maybe it's not true. And whoa, hey, that doesn't fit with my preconceived conclusion. LMI, it's not that I'm fully wrong. It's that I need to balance the scale. I need to understand that, you know, he surprises me. Let people surprise you. In general, in life. This is not just someone you just met 5 minutes ago. It's your spouse. It's your children. Let people surprise you. Allow them to surprise you. Give them that space that they don't feel prejudged so deeply into your corner of what you think that they are, that they already in your mind decide, oh, I can't do it. My son always says, Daddy, I have a question I'm going to ask, but I know you're going to say no. He did this last night. I know you're going to say no. I said, why don't you just ask? He's like, no, you're going to say no. I was like, why don't you just ask? And he asked it. It was not something that I would say no, but he, in his 7-year-old mind, already made a bunch of conclusions that I was going to say no. I said, actually, yes, Chaim Yaakov. He goes, what? Really? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Chaim Yaakov, it's important. Let me surprise you. You know, maybe what you think I'm going to say no to is not really going to be a no. It might even be a yes.
Wow.
We'll stop there, Mitzvah Hashem. Okay,
but that's wow.